Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, accompanied by Mr. Steve Ducey.
Now we're officially going to start the White House to the Lighthouse. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce you to the brave men of Soldier Ride. Put your hands together to help me welcome the amazing wounded warriors who will be making today's journey from the White House to the Lighthouse, eventually in Annapolis. All right, first up, First Lieutenant Andrew Kinard of the United States Marine Corps, Spartanburg, South Carolina. He served in Iraq. Next up, Lieutenant Colonel Gregory Gadsden, United States Army, Chesapeake, Virginia, served in the Gulf War, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Specialist Brent Hendrick, United States Army, Forest City, North Carolina, served in Iraq. Technical Sergeant Adam Popp, U.S. Air Force, Lanesville, Indiana, served in Iraq and Afghanistan. Sergeant Brian Shore, U.S. Army, Sevierville, Tennessee, two tours in Iraq, one tour in Afghanistan. I've got the same one. Sergeant Brian Taylor, U.S. Army, St. Louis, Missouri, served in Iraq. Corporal Chad Watson, U.S. Marine Corps, Mount Zion, Illinois, served in Iraq as well. Specialist Brian Belcher, U.S. Army, Gregory, Michigan, served in Afghanistan as well. Staff Sergeant John Borders, U.S. Army, London, Ohio, two tours in Iraq. Specialist Brian Florence, U.S. Army, Louisville, Kentucky, served in Iraq. Major Bruce Ganaway, U.S. Army, Ponce Inlet, Florida, two tours in Iraq as well. Sergeant Andy Hatcher, U.S. Marine Corps, Alexandria, Virginia, served in Iraq. Sergeant First Class Patrick King, U.S. Army, Highland Falls, New York, served two tours in Iraq. Chief Warrant Officer James Lohman, U.S. Army, from Manhattan, New York, two tours in Afghanistan and one tour in Iraq. Specialist Jeffrey Lynch, U.S. Army, Fayetteville, North Carolina, also served in Iraq. Staff Sergeant Daniel Nevins, U.S. Army, Jacksonville, Florida, one tour in Iraq. Corporal Jonathan Prusiner, U.S. Army, Commack, New York, also served in Iraq. Sergeant Roy Ramirez, U.S. Army, Miami, Florida, served in Iraq. Major Dave Underwood, U.S. Army, Harrison, Arkansas, served in the country of Iraq as well. Sergeant Ted Wade, U.S. Army, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, served in Afghanistan and Iraq. Specialist Brian Wagner, U.S. Army, Exeter, California, served in Iraq. Master Sergeant Dean Wagner, U.S. Army, Alexandria, Virginia. Three tours in Iraq, one after his injury. Thank you, Dean. And finally, Major Woody Groton, U.S. Army, Salisbury, Maryland, served in Desert Storm. There they are. Ladies and gentlemen, now it is my great honor and privilege to introduce you to the man who brought us all here today. The President of the United States, George W. Bush. Thank you.
Thanks for coming. Seriously, thanks for the introduction. This has got to be one of the most inspiring athletic events in our nation's history. At least it is for me, and I hope it is for you. I was going to ride with the guys today, but Laura told me I probably wouldn't be able to keep up. There is no doubt in my mind the people behind me are some of the most bravest people in our country's history. I admire their courage. I admire their determination. We're honored to have you here. I'm also joined by the Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice. Thank you for coming, Madam Secretary. Secretary Jim Peek of the Department of Veterans Affairs is with us. Deputy Secretary Gordon England is with us. Admiral Mike Mullen, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, are here. Other members of my administration and members of Congress. The reason they're there is for the same reason I'm here. We love and respect our military, and I thank you for coming. I want to thank Granger Smith and the band for joining us today. Thanks for being here. I appreciate those who wear the uniform who have joined us. I'm proud of you. Thanks for serving. I want to thank the Wounded Warriors. I want to thank their caregivers from Walter Reed and Bethesda. I appreciate the members of the Wounded Warrior Project. And I want to thank the family members and friends who are here today. Welcome to the White House. Four years ago, Chris Kearney decided to ride coast to coast to raise awareness and money for our wounded warriors. In the first year, he biked more than 5,000 miles from Long Island to the Pacific Ocean and raised more than $1 million for the Wounded Warrior Project. He started what's called the annual Soldier Ride. Next year, wounded vets started coming along. In 2006, 75 wounded warriors took turns riding portions of the cross-country journey. These servicemen and women rode to raise money for their fellow soldiers, including those who were hurt too much to ride. And they also rode to show themselves what they could do, and in so doing, they showed the world what they could do. Americans came out to cheer. More soldiers and supporters came out to ride. More Americans then came out to show their support. So the Soldier Ride started doing different races around the country so even more of our citizens could participate. Today, hundreds of people have gathered here on the South Lawn to kick off this ride. And I want to thank you all for being here. The three-day bike ride you're starting today at the White House says a lot. It says that you're showing that even when you're wounded, you're not done fighting. One of the riders today is Marine Corporal Chad Watson. I've gotten to know Chad. I met him when I was at Walter Reed 3 weeks after his Humvee was hit with an IED on patrol in Fallujah. He lost his right leg. He shattered his left ankle and foot. He took shrapnel to his face. And when I went to his room, he wanted to stand at attention and shake hands with the Commander-in-Chief, as well as salute. He got up to his walker. His daddy helped him. So did his brother. He held himself upright with his arm strength while a fellow Marine read his accommodation, and I had the honor of giving him the Purple Heart. I told him to sit down. He didn't want to. He was a Marine. And now he's here. He's got a new leg, and thanks to that leg, Chad will be able to start on even a greater journey than the one he begins today. This summer, he's going to walk down the aisle to get married to his beautiful bride. We're glad you're here. The technology that you're witnessing today is helping our troops regain their lives in the state of the art, and that's the way it should be. We owe those who wear the uniform all the support they can possibly have. We have the best medical care, and for the docs and nurses here, there's no doubt in my mind our troops get the best medical care possible. We own the best prosthesis, and if there's a new advance, it will be made available for our folks. We owe them a Veterans Health Administration that's seamless and works well. We owe them our thanks. These service members are focused on what you have to give than what you have lost. I appreciate the spirit of those in the soldier ride. I thank my fellow citizens for supporting our troops. I appreciate the fact that the families have stood by those who wear the uniform. I appreciate your loved ones who are here today to cheer you on. The riders represent the spirit of the strongest military in the world and the greatest country on earth. I'm thankful that we have brave men and women like you who step forward to protect America. I'm proud to be your Commander-in-Chief. And now let us get started. God bless you.
Welcome to Soldier Ride.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending Soldier Ride on the South Lawn of the White House. The President and Mrs. Bush now invite you to tour the White House through the East Garden. Thank you for coming.